the Chazal, the Agarata of Enakosh Baruch El Arba Amos Bolamot El Arba Amos Shalalacha Bilvat. Hashem only has in this world the four Amos of Halacha. But I think we'll take it from there again. It's the first word line is Va'amru, and then it says in parentheses Parakamah the Brachos Tafchesam Rav, and it is about 3/8 of the way down the second column on Nun Hey.
3/8.
Maybe it's more like 7/16. No, down the column, not from the bottom.
What?
Not from the bottom.
I know. So this is 8/16. Oh, you said 7/16.
Yeah.
Where does it start with?
The line starts for Amru. Nun Hey, a couple of lines, a few pages back. No, no, back.
For Amru, okay.
There's press seed after Amru.
Oh, it's a different term. No. Oh, go way back. Way back. Because you're on the, Look, see how his Gemara is?
Yeah.
No, but you have to...
Page 108.
Yeah, but it's way towards the front. Towards the front. Because what you're looking at is the stuff after, sorry, there you are. And look at Nun Hey. One page. No, it's not that. Yeah, right. So over here, V'amru.
Go down an inch and a half down from the big break on the right column into the left column. Yeah.
Okay, what is it? Is that 3/8 or 7/16?
I would say...
less than half, that's for sure.
So a little less than half.
Okay.
1/32, I'd say, up from half.
Vavu! And they said, in the first back of Brachos, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, Hashem has nothing in this world, Ela arba amos shalacha b'vad, except for the four amos of halacha.
What does that mean again? Four amos?
Four cubits.
Of halacha?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's a good question. Rambam's going to explain it.
Okay.
So Rambam chose this Gemara as a sample of Agadata to show you how to approach Agadata.
So this is the Agadata, that yes. Hashem only has four
right.
amos of halacha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vashev le'leli b'chol ezeh davar. Pay attention in your heart to this, pay attention to this thing. Shiftistakalo, so if you look at it, abshuto, in its simple meaning, timtsa'enu, you will find it rachok me'od mina emes. Very, very far from truth, right? Ki hu arba amos shel halacha bilvad, that's to say, the four amos of...
Look, I just took off one part and here's the middle one. It's still so
good. Gevaldik. It's as if the four amos of halacha are the only necessary characteristic. The shara chokhmos v'deos and all other disciplines or areas of knowledge and areas of human characteristics, mushlachos achara gava, are tossed behind the back. But the Rambam would not tolerate such a position, right? Others might say, yeah, that's the pshat, the only four amos shel halacha, there is no more, nothing else. But the Rambam doesn't tolerate such a thing. So what does the Rambam say? U'bizman shem v'eber v'achrov, and if that was the case in the time of Shem and Eber, who would have had the first yeshiva, the yeshiva of Shem and Eber, v'achrov, that I just saw today, that Avram Avinu was called Avram HaIvri because he learned in the yeshiva of Eder. That Ivri, which we understand to mean that he passed over the river,
mm-hmm.
That's not that. It's that he learned in the yeshiva of Eder. Oh, the Kuzari says it. The Kuzari says it.
What? Who was in the yeshiva of Eder?
We don't know. It wasn't the yeshiva like Or Sameach.
Right, but...
It was an academy. It was an academy for study of wisdom.
But who was there?
Who was there besides Shem, Eber, and Avraham Avinu?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Just people?
Yeah.
And they taught Torah there? Or what they knew of it?
They taught what they knew from Adam Marisha, which probably was a lot.
Okay, future.
And we assume that there were people other than Avraham Avinu and others who were... Yirei Shamayim, who recognized God, they're few and far between, but I guess it was like a society. It was the Shem Aver Society.
Hmm.
So they're able to get together and study the stuff. You're right, it's a very cryptic thing. There's no description anywhere of exactly how was structured the yeshiva and what their Seder Hayom was, but they say that there was such a thing.
They learned not.
Yeah.
When would you learn there? What time, what period in his life?
Well, the Pachomish only picks up with Avraham Avinu really at age 75.
Right.
You know, it's interesting thing about both Avraham and Moshe. Avraham, the Torah starts at age 75, Moshe at 80. I mean, there's a 6-year gap in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And Avraham Avinu, okay, it says that he got married. That's all it says before he's 75. So, there was time.
See, something happened at 40. What happened at 40? When he was 40?
With Avraham Avinu?
Yeah.
Is it the oven thing?
Oh, there's an opinion that he recognized God at the age of 40.
Right.
What
was it?
Wait. That was Rabbi Akiva.
No.
That's Rambam, I think, too.
What?
Rambam, I think, says it about Avraham. Maybe says a different age. Rambam No, it wasn't young. Now going to the Rambam. According to the matter, it says 3, but not the Rambam.
3, yeah, that's right. That's what I heard. And then 40 was like when he...
3 was when he broke the idol.
No, it says...
I thought it was like 18.
3, he recognized God.
I'll tell you, it's not a case point of the Rambam.
How could a 3-year-old break a bunch of idols?
You know what my sister did when she was little? She tore my entire book.
To break stone idols, you have to like really smash them.
She destroyed my life.
I guess you could just knock them over and jump off. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I think that's not the case on that.
Yeah, that's right.
But the Rambam says he was old. The Rambam says he was like 40 or 50. 48 seems to work to strike a bell.
Now, do we say that Avraham Avinu was like Yisro, that he looked through into all the Avodah Zarah and they're all worthless and then went to God? Or did he just not believe in anything and then just wanted to explore the world and then found God?
The way that way it's described is that by the Midrashim is that he realized that idolatry is empty, and then he was bereft until he finally considered the issue and came to the conclusion that it was God.
Hmm.
So no, it's not like Yisro that he tried. Yeah, Yisro seems was more of a spiritual kind of guy. So he tried all different kinds of spiritual pursuits. But Avraham Avinu was more of a logical guy. You know, one was a chassid, one of them is not.
Well, so what about this yeshiva that he went to? They were teaching stuff. They knew about God because
obviously, Avraham grew up in isolation.
Right.
From Shem Be'er, wherever they were in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So in Bava, where he grew up, it's not that there was no tradition of monotheism before Avraham Avinu. There was a tradition, but that tradition was not where he lived, which was the area of Nimrod, so that tradition was not maintained. So therefore, he had to come to that recognition on his own.
Hmm.
And then he was able to tap into the existing tradition.
And you found it in the Sinai and then went there.
Yeah, it says, Kuzari says he even met with Noah, because Noah was still alive at the time.
He was?
Yeah. Noah was 600 years old when the Mabul occurred, which is in the year 1656, and that's 350 years more he lived, which is till the year 2006, right?
Uh-huh.
And Avraham Avinu was born in 1948.
So wait, where does it say the death of Noah?
Noah. I mean, it says in Parshas Noah that he died, but it doesn't say...
So how do we know how long he lived after the Mabul?
It says. It says
he lived for this since this many years later.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that many years passed by in the Torah at that time, and then things happened after that?
What? No.
Like when it says, and Noah lived another 400 years and then died, don't we say that now what happens next, it takes place 400 years later?
No.
Why not?
Of course it overlaps. It says how old the previous guy was when he gave birth, and how old the next guy was when he gave birth, and so on and so forth.
Right.
So it's not completely, you know, it's a chain. It's not, they're not separate.
But sometimes the Torah says, and, you know, like he was this and this many years old and he died. And then, you know, and then so it says when he died.
Yeah, but before he died, it said he gave birth to what's his name?
Right, but that's different. If it says he gave birth at this age, and then he was this old and then died. And then...
So string it all together. Yeah. Reuben gave birth when he was 50 years old, right? And then he lived another 170 years, and then he died, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Reuben's son got married and gave birth when he was 30 years old. Then he lived, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So it's a chain. Okay? So he says... With man Shem Be'aver, at the time of Shem Be'aver of Achrov, and after him, Shaloi saw Shom Halacha, when there was no Halacha yet, because no Halacha till the Torah was given. Well, technically speaking, the first Halacha was given was Milah, right? So that's why it says Shem Be'aver, not Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because Avram already had Halacha. He had Halacha Bris Milah. Yaakov had Halacha, he had Halacha Gin HaNoshe. So there were Halacha.
Well, also to be fruitful and multiply was already
given. Huh?
Wasn't that a Rishon told to multiply on the earth? That's considered one of the mitzvahs already.
Well, those are Shem mitzvahs b'nei Noach.
Well, it's 6:13 too. It's like number two or one of the one. I think it's number one.
Yeah, but I think that when the Rambam is speaking about halacha, he means those things which are specially given to Jews. Not things which are general. Because they would say that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elah Arba Amos Shel Mitzvah. But halacha doesn't, would not apply. So he says that v'zanshev eiver v'akrof shloi yoshal esom shom halacha, when there was no halacha, anuchol ma'ashen l'akosh baruch v'chelek b'olam klach, we say God had no portion of the world at all. Avon ti'ayim b'zeh ha'zohar yun tichli, but to analyze this matter with a rational, with a intellectual analysis, t'yireh bo minach chachmos dover pela, you'll see from wisdom something amazing. You'll find it adding a great principle, minamuskolos, from the intellectual concept that a person can have. Vani avarem lecha, and I will explain them to you. Kidei kiyel lecha dimyon l'shar mashiyav aliyacha, in order that you should be able to make a parallel. To be madame means to sometimes to imagine, but here it means to see the resemblance or extrapolate from this case to other cases to where you have a goddess which is different. Anything else which comes to hand, therefore pay attention properly. That you should know. My name that the ancients chagru chakira atzuma. They had a tremendous inquiry. Ba'asher nosan lohem in ha'chokma, in that Hashem gave them wisdom, the tov machshava and a good practice of God, and it's kind of some shekol davar, to the point that it became axiomatic by them. It was sustained by them, the principle, shekol davar nimtzah, that everything which exists, yitzorach ha'chaponim liyos lotachos, needs some purpose, asher b'shvilo ha'isam b'tiusa, for which it was brought into existence. Those things which exist do not exist for no purpose. And when it came to this general principle, they started dividing up all things which exist. The purpose of each type of thing which was created. And they saw, any existence which is can perform work, meaning that it's created for the purpose of work, he taklis asiyoso yosua. Then the purpose of his creation is known, that he should work whatever he's working at, whatever is good for him. And with that, we don't need any further inquiry. Shalmu umni loyase melacha, for example, craftsmen will not make a to do his craft, LNK, unless shetachlisa mitzvira b'nefesh umah, unless its purpose is to be found in the soul of the craftsman. V'amoshal mizeh, but then we can give a parable for this. K'moshal omer, like we say, shemasor a saw, lo saw napach, was not made by a blacksmith, only after he thought in his heart, how can you cut apart those parts of a tree which grow together? Adni gladly bow until it became revealed to his heart, to his hamasor, the form of a saw. V'reichel ha'soso, and he began to make it, kedei lachpoch d'achtoch bow, in order to cut with it, im kein, neida, so we shall know, ki kavanasa ha'masor, lamifo al ha'eit. So this is a marshal he's giving. I would think, we know that a saw's purpose is to be cut down trees, right? So we also know that a craftsman's purpose is to do the craft, for which he is suited. He gives us another couple of examples here. Hello, I'm Nor Sameach. Upstairs in that little book where I put all the discs, the black book. No, it's there. I think. Fine. Okay. So the kavanas ha'kardom and the intent of an axe lachtofo is also to cut. The kavanas ha'machat, the intent of a needle, is lachbir bo beged lebeged, is to connect garment to garment. Yesh l'chol advarim hanimtzayim metziyo malachis. And everything which exists has a purpose for an activity, for work, in other words, to accomplish something creative. But those things which are not... I made a mistake. Well, he hasn't been talking about human beings till now. He's been talking about, indeed, tools. Saying every tool is made for the purpose for which it's made. Well... Let's go back a few lines. We said, where the last period, any tool which is made for a certain craft, we know what it's made for, because the craftsman made it for a specific purpose. You don't need any further inquiry. Because the craftsman won't go to work to create something unless its purpose is imagined in his soul. And an example, he doesn't mean a parable or analogy. An example of this is like one would say, Shamasor lo saw napa, that the saw was not made by the blacksmith, but only after he thought in his heart, how he can set aside, connect a piece of wood, until his heart was revealed, the form of the saw. And he began to make it, in order to cut. And we know for a fact, therefore, that the purpose of the saw is one thing for eight. Is to wave it on the tree, saw with the tree. The kavanas gadom, the purpose of the act, lachtofo, is to cut. The kavanas hamachat, and the intent of the needle, is to connect one garment to another. The yesh tuchol advarim, and there is for all things, all objects, hanimtzoim metziya malachis, which are made by human beings. There is a purpose, which is the purpose for which it was designed. Avol mashim tiyoso amalocha elokis. But that which is created by divine craft, v'chokhma ativis, and natural science, gomidei yolonos, like trees, v'asavim, and grasses, umidei machsevei adama, and different types of ground which is quarried, umidei avonim, different types of stone, umidei achayos, and types of animals, Yesh me'em asher tachlis mitziyuso ne'lemet. Some of them, the ultimate purpose of their design is hidden. Right? Horses, we know why the horses were created. Cows, we know why cows were created. Right? But, you know, why were a giraffe created? Who needs a giraffe? What?
To eat.
To eat. Right. So the Rambam doesn't, I don't think the Rambam likes that approach. So, there are literally, although it's not literal, a gazillion types of fish, Why do we need all these types of fish and marine creatures? What's the purpose for all of them? You know, salmon, we understand. You know, basic fish which we eat. But what about all the other fish which Hashem created? So
Chinese eat them.
What?
Chinese eat them.
The Chinese eat them. So a person cannot know at all what's their purpose. Eli Katie Bada Benavua, unless he becomes aware of it through prophecy, or because or by awareness of the future. In other words, he knows that at some future day this plant or this fish or whatever it is going to be of some use. Avachakira Sadat, but by logical inference, it's not possible. Some things which are beyond the rational powers of deduction.
Like jellyfish.
Jellyfish, okay, right. Nesh and Yecholas HaAdam, it's not within the capacity of a human being, Lachkor to analyze, Ashi Yavin, until he will understand, the Yedah know, lays the time in Tzi, Ateva, for what reason did the nature create, Tzat Hanamolim, B'Knafayim, some ants with wings, Umehem B'Knafayim, and some ants without wings. Why the wings of some ants have wings, some don't. Why there should be two types is something which nobody knows, right? Even nowadays, you know, science talks about evolution, right? But evolution doesn't know either why things are the way they are. So if they don't know why things are the way they are, then it's not something which can be deduced by logic or scientific inquiry, but rather can only be deduced if Hashem reveals it to us.
What about things we can't see? What about like deep water fish? You know, they found fish down there that you can't. But like, let's say, you know, if Mashiach were to come tomorrow, then there would have been things on this earth in the Amazon rainforest or in deep, deep oceans that how in the world could they have benefited man? We never even saw them. We don't know about their existence. Plus, there's all these things in the universe we don't know about their existence because we never see it. Or, I mean, we might someday, but we don't know. So is it assumed that we will see everything that there is or have benefit from something there is before the end of days?
Yes.
But Mashiach can come any time. So then how can
we... Well, after Mashiach comes, they'll reveal to us what to do with it.
Yeah. They'll reveal to us what they are, too?
Yes.
Hmm.
I assume so.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so.
So, won't people be able to not ever at the same time?
What?
Won't people be able to know everything at the same time? Like, now I know all the chemistry, but I don't know all the math. Would I be able to know everything?
No, I don't think so. Well, excuse me, this is my sister. It's not, I'll find it to you when I come home. I'm giving shiur, okay? What? There is none. Oh, it's all, the web is closed on it. The web you can't use.
I have to go to NASA.
Okay.
Can you use the red web on the up here?
You can't. That is quite shut off.
Why did you shut it off?
So people don't go places where they shouldn't go. Okay, and
well, you also place those to go already.
So it says, "Lay the time and see Gaske Toloim, my berag line. Why did Hashem create worms which have many legs, like caterpillars, Bachreyem and Achreyem and others, my favorite worm, which have few legs. Well, my Tachlis Zosa Talas, what's the purpose of this worm, the Zosa Namala, and this ant? So says Rama, but things which are larger than ants and worms, Paralom Yosegol. We can see it's more revealed what they're here for, what they're supposed to do. Omnam Yedias Tachlis Briyosom. However, in the knowledge of the purpose of their creation, Yigale Yisaron Anshei Chochma, there will be revealed when you want to know what the purpose of things are, so then you see an advantage to somebody who is a wise, a sagacious person. Va'pishiel Yosef Chacham, and the greater a person is wise, the gadol hachuka, and he has a greater quest for wisdom, v'zacharayon, and is more pure in his thought process, l'mod, to study things, kevya yudioso Yosef Mor, the person who is of a greater stature in scientific knowledge, and scientific inquiry, he's going to know more about why things are created. A person who's not as accomplished will know, understand less about why things are created.
Where are we?
We're up to word Valkane, which is in the middle of a line which begins with the word Hatshuka. And that is...
Yeah, I think I see it.
Okay. Valkane Shenotam Akash Baruch. So therefore, when Hashem gave Shlomo wisdom, Mashi Tichoba, what he promised him, Yodami Sodos Brios Ela Minimindu, the secrets of the purpose of creation of these things. Mashi Efshel Adam Ladas, Midev Shodam, to the extent that any human being can know with the limitations of the human being as a human being.
So he knew all quantum physics innately, without
having... No, that's not what Rambam says. Rambam says he knew the purpose of creation.
They know the reasons behind everything.
Right.
Right, but that also entails, like, so he knew why a red blood cell was created, because in order to carry oxygen to the brain. Or is it, like, more, or is it more deeper? Like, why do we have to have a red blood cell that carries oxygen to the brain? Why not an ant?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. The Dibe al Tachlis is Tiras, and he says, it says about him that he was able to speak about the purpose of the creation of trees, vatsavim, and grasses, and different life forms. Kama Shomra Kosla, the Pasuk says, by the Be'alai Tzim, the Shlomo HaMelech spoke about the trees. It's taken to you sometimes to mean to the trees, but it's about the trees. Mina Erez Shavonim from the cedar, which was in Lebanon, by the Zov until the mark, Asher Yosei Bakir, which comes out of the wall. And he spoke on the animals and on the birds and on the creepy crawly things, and on the fish. For yours the eight, and this capacity to understand why things are created, this is testimony for him. That he has a divine spirit. Came and says afterwards, everybody came to hear the wisdom of Shlomo, because obviously it accomplishes a tremendous level of wisdom to understand the purpose of everything. So, Shlomo did it. The rest of us, we're stupid. It's not going to happen for us.
Is this still the example about the saw?
By the way?
Is this still the example that he's giving? Did he finish explaining
not for a while. Well, he hasn't even gotten anywhere back to it. He's going to come back to it in the end.
Okay, so he's still explaining it.
Oh, yeah. But in a general broad way, in other words, without knowing the particulars, we must know, that everything which exists, Shataka's Gagal Yerech, which exists underneath the sphere of the moon, which according to Rambam, obviously, it was all creation, Nintzu Bishvila Adam Levad. Everything exists for the purpose of man. Somehow.
Only things under the moon.
Yeah.
So things outside the moon.
If there are other extraterrestrial life, so no, it wasn't created for
that. No, but I'm saying like other things, like big rocks in space outside past the moon, they're not necessarily created for
life. Right, going around, conceivably they could be created for other purposes.
They just found the technology they created in order to image Mars properly, so they could see details in Mars' surface. They found that they apply the same thing to burnt documents of, like, ancient documents. It can retrieve writings that have been lost for, like, thousands of years. So it could be that the purpose of having Mars there is so that we would develop the technology to look at it so that we could recover, like, old burnt manuscripts of Torah, if we find any.
Exactly. You know, that's the famous story.
They don't know how it works, either. They have no clue.
There's a famous story about the Brisker Rav said that the reason why the Russians built the Trans-Siberian Railroad, they think that they built it for the purpose of, you know, exporting stuff from Siberia to Moscow and bringing people from Moscow to Siberia, but that wasn't the purpose of the Trans-Siberian Railroad. The purpose was to save Yeshiva Bachim during the Second World War. That was the purpose. And the same...
So many Jews died building it.
What?
So many Jews died building it. Millions of people died while building
The Trans-Siberian Railroad. Yeah, so, true. But there had to be a purpose, so all those people were toiling for some purpose. The Gemara of Azar, which he quotes also, the Gemara of Azar says that in the world, when ultimate judgment comes, so the nations of the world will come and say, everything we did was for Israel, for the Jews. and the Romans will come, the Persians will come, etc., etc. So Hashem says, you did it for yourself, and therefore you don't get rewarded for it. So the Rivka Rav says that in truth, they're correct. Everything they did is for the Jews, but that wasn't their intent. So therefore, they can't use it as a claim in order to save themselves. Hmm. Yeah.
So, it's more like, if something cannot, something, if something happens and I'm trying to figure it out, I might be able to think of five different reasons, possible reasons why. How? What's the difference? Like, what, does the Rambam say that only certain people can truly understand why this has happened, or that, you know what I mean? If something happens, I can think, well, maybe this happened because of this, or maybe this happened because of this.
I don't think quite Rambam needs license to think. You know, it's not. Whatever you come up with may well be a good answer, a legitimate answer.
I mean, but he's saying that you're supposed to be able to. He says that you're supposed to be able to figure out if something bad happens, for example.
No, you might not be able to figure it out. What he said is you might not be able to figure it out. Shlomo was the only one who could figure out everything. The Gemara said in Sukkah that he was able to talk to the palm trees. He understood their conversation. Let me ask the conversation. Palm trees don't talk to each other, right? What it means is he understood why palm trees are created. What's the purpose of a palm tree? And the same thing with other things as well. So you might not understand the purpose. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But the point is, we can't expect to know the particular purpose of any one thing. We can have general outlines of why there are trees. To change oxygen, carbon dioxide into oxygen. But why so many? So many different kinds? Who knows? There must be a reason. So the bottom line here, according to the Rambam, is that everything, the general principle which we can know, is created for man. I mean, there is no, let's say, independent value in having a pristine natural environment unless that also serves man's needs, which it can, obviously. Mm. So that everything is created for the purpose of sustaining mankind.
So it seems that these environmentalists who, like these biologists and stuff, where they talk about biodiversity and how they find meaning, and the reason why there's so many varieties is because it has to be that way in order to maintain balance and sustain itself. And so these are possible reasons why there's so many different species.
Well, the Rambam wouldn't hold it like that.
Why not?
Because they're saying that each one needs its own independent purpose to exist.
No, their purpose to exist is to help maintain the system, which eventually helps man.
Oh, I see. So it's a closed system, so if you need all these things in order to make
it. Yeah, they're all like screws and nuts and bolts into a big giant machine that makes oxygen and gives us food and medicine. And so therefore, even though we might not know why this, slug is there, it's because that slug has to, fertilize something and die and get eaten by this and get eaten by that and all this biodiversity stuff.
Okay, yeah, that could be an answer. That's true. So he says, all types of animals, yeshman lamachol, some of them are made to eat, some bokers who love them, like sheep and cattle and such like. Yeshman so also bezulas hamacholim, and it also is advantage, even though they're not foodstuff, kamal chamor, like a donkey. Maseisla mashalo yuchal, lo lichli ado, to carry whatever he can't, by the way, we're not going to get to the answer to this. I don't have to worry.
Hmm?
We're not going to get to the answer.
Oh, okay.